22 and a half minutes past two, we're talking about the wonderful organisation called Operation Flinders. Been around for how many years, John?
28 years.
28 Alan. Years. That's the voice of John Van Ruth, the CEO of Operation Flinders. And we've also got with us Chloe Smith, who went along, had such a wonderful time. She's now signed up as a peer group mentor. And you've been back as a mentor, haven't you, last year?
Yes, I went back August to September last year and walked with 10 participants.
How did it go?
I loved it. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. It was easier going back as a peer group mentor than as a participant.
Mm. Did you see yourself in some of the kids that you were with?
Yeah, I made good connections with some of the kids because I seen myself in a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. And did they come out the other end with a smile like you did?
Yeah, they. Some of them have wanted to come back.
That must be really satisfying.
Yeah, it is.
For you as a... How old are you? 18? 19? 18. 18-year-old. To be actually having an impact on kids that have gone through what you've been through.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. John, how... This operation is bigger than I thought. How many young people do you have up there in a session?
So we run five exercises during the cooler months. So that's typically March, May, June, August, September. And on each exercise, we could have up to 12 teams of 10 young people, so 12 different schools or agencies, and they'll come on the program over those 8 days. We might have four teams come in on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. four on a Wednesday, and four on a Thursday, and then they depart the following week on a Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday. So at any one time, we might have 120 young people in the bush mm-hmm. with 48 adult staff supporting them and a few peer mentors, as well as our base command, support network, mm-hmm. which has exercise commanders, operations mm-hmm. officers, logistics, cooks, paramedics. So we joke that at times when we're running an exercise, we have a bigger population than the population of Copley and Lee Creek combined.
Absolutely. Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And the groups go in different directions, obviously.
Yeah. So those teams each have their own navigation over those 8 days, and they'll come across a number of the different stands that we have. One night they typically will have a cultural elder come in, so one of from the Adnamutnya mm-hmm. people will come in and give a story about their culture and provide some cook up a kangaroo stew and sing some songs that have morals and always so well received by the young people. Another day they will get to Absar, which is a real challenge for the young people. Other times they get to climb, large features on the property and possibly even interact with some other activities that we provide for them.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Just hearing, did you meet with some of the Adnamutna people, Chloe?
Yeah, I did when I went on my participant walk.
Yeah, yeah. Just hearing the story of Wilpena Pound, their story, it's fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really helps you connect with it more. Debbie has called in from South Plympton. Hi, Debbie.
Gentlemen and young lady, how are you?
We're good, thank you.
My son went last year in August, I think, along to Operation Flinders. I'm not sure what group he was in.
Right.
But he loved it. Because that's his idea of heaven, eating food out of a can, digging a hole to poop in and covering it up.
Yeah.
That and climbing things and being outdoors. Apparently on the first day he struggled a bit and there were a few T-E-A-R-S.
Yeah.
But after that, apparently he loved it.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
And he
that's
wants wonderful. To go back. He said, I want to go back. And I'm like, I'm not sure it's the sort of place you'd go to a second time as a participant. So I'll have to tell him about signing up for the peer group. We're having a look into that because, he thought it was fantastic.
John, is that something that Debbie's son could look into?
Absolutely. The leaders of the groups can nominate a young person as a peer mentor and the young people themselves can self-nominate. And obviously we're there to support them and set them up to succeed. We run mm-hmm. a number of training weekends for peer mentors and then once they have sufficient training and we feel they're ready to go out and actually be a support to other young people, then they get a chance to nominate to go and walk again with another team. And again, as Chloe said, as a mentor, not as a participant. They're part of the adult leadership group, which is fantastic to see.
I'm sure it's an entirely different perspective altogether.
Mm. Yes.
All right, Debbie, there you go. Pursue that with the young fella.
You.
Yeah. And you know what to buy him for Christmas? Can of spam.
Oh, no, we've done the spam. Yeah.
You've been through the spam stage.
Spam.
Thanks, Debbie. Faye's called from Windsor Gardens. Hi, Faye.
Yes, good afternoon, boys. Hang on, I'll just put it on. There we go. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions about this. It's a very good program that you're running, and I hope it goes from strength to strength in the years to come. But with these young people talking about, I take it that they're from coming out of the youth training centres and all that sort of thing, from jail and everything. So they have to be reformed to, you know, to get back into society. But what I'd like to know is, do they have activities at night time? And to teach these guys how to behave properly, because they're going to be the future of tomorrow when you and I and all the people of our time, you know, have passed on. And
thanks, Faye. That's not necessarily spot on, is it, John?
No, so we take young people who are at risk. They're not. They could be possibly have interactions with the law, but generally it's our program is an early intervention. Mm. It's for those young people that are struggling, and that includes family dysfunction. It may be early use of drugs or alcohol, problems at school, suspensions, fighting, anger management. And really we're seen as an early intervention for those young people to help steer them on the right way, show them how much potential they have, and make positive choices so that they don't end up in the youth detention centres.
Absolutely. And you've got an incredibly wonderful success rate in that area. Yeah, the statistics show for that. Chloe, you've, well, you know, getting the walking boots on certainly had a big impact. What have you just done?
I just got back from Papua New Guinea doing a Kokoda Trail.
How was it?
It was amazing. I want to go back and do it again.
Do you? Do you want to go again? Where did you do it? Just recently?
Yeah, I just got back a couple of weeks ago.
What was it like in winter?
It was amazing. It was cold, but it was...
Is it true that it's twice as hard as winter because it's so muddy?
Well, they told us it was their dry season, but when it rained, it rained.
Yeah.
So it was very muddy and slippery, and, like, when we're climbing, we're just slipping on each other, and going downhill was the hardest.
But recommended?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you recommend it to some of the others that have taken part in Operation Flinders?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
It brought so much more out of me than I didn't know.
What's next for you then?
Next year I'm hoping to join the police academy.
Excellent. Okay, now, if I had have asked you that back in 2017, what would have you said to me?
I would have said, I don't know.
Or you would have given me two fingers, perhaps.
Yeah.
Is that right? Have I got it right there?
Yeah.
You probably would have said, oh, I'll get nicked you. And look at you now. Yeah. And you thank Operation Flinders for that?
Yeah, Operation Flinders was a big impact on my life.
Fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful inspiration to anyone who's listening. Contact Operation Flinders because they do marvellous work. I didn't realise just how big it was, John. Mm. And the 45 odd staff that you have.
So the adults that are on the program, two of the adults per team come from the school, so they're not our staff.
Right.
Two of the field staff who get their boots on and walk with the young people are volunteers who are trained by us and are our volunteers. So Operation Flinders actually runs with 9 permanent full-time staff and about 400 different volunteers. We've got volunteers who work behind the scenes, packing ration boxes, fixing trailers, welding fire rings and all that sort of stuff. Plus we've got our volunteers who actually, what I say, get their boots on and go out and help the young people out in the field, which is a phenomenal support to what we do. And we've been working with a range of schools. We have about 50 or 60 schools that we work with each year to come out on the program. And it's important to point out that the model works where they come with those teachers who know the young people.
Yeah.
We get a lot of calls asking, can we take individual referrals? And while we'd love to, unfortunately, that's not the way the model works, is we use our tool and the program to help the young people. But it's best when they come with some adults who can then follow through post the walk to help continue to mentor and support those young people through their school life.
Okay, so that's the organisation, the wonderful work that you'll be helping if you, or when you, let's put it that way, when you go and buy your Telethon SA Home and Land Lottery. Tickets are just $10 and you could win a $400,000 house. Here's a good deal. You can actually get a book of 6 tickets for just 50, so you actually get one for free. All right? Go to telethon.com.au to get your tickets or make a donation now. It's a wonderful, wonderful initiative, and it helps wonderful initiatives like Operation Flinders. Thanks so much for coming in, John and Chloe. All the best.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Alan.
A great story and a great cause. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Good on you. 8223